On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for On The Pace.
Getting on Sunset in front of Acacia Ridge. Sundown's Gift going roughly. Sundown's Gift broke up, but it's Galleon Sunset in front, and it'll do it all the way.
Here's Bowtide. Oh, the Tassie Terminator dashes to the lead. It's put pay to them in one fell swoop.
With all the latest harness racing happenings from around New South Wales and across Australasia, here's your host, Gareth Hall.
And good morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good morning, Cozzy. I'm very well, mate. How are you?
Fighting fit, thank you. You've had another humongous week in harness racing?
Yeah, it's been a big weekend, of course, highlighted on Sunday at Tabcorp Park Melton, where the Kiwis dominated, Sean. They were winning everything until Australia needed a lift and we had to call on the Birch of Bull Meningate to finally break through for a Group 1 victory. And trainer Larry Eastman joins us on the phone. Larry, congratulations. Four Group 1s to your mighty three-year-old this season. Of course, now four today with the standard bred having a birthday. But did he exceed your expectations, this big fella?
Yeah, Gareth, good morning to you. He's probably exceeded our expectations earlier in the year, and he's kept on doing it. But having said that, he's progressed through and just got stronger and better as the year's gone on, and it was a fitting result for that horse.
Break now, doesn't he, Larry? So how did he pull up after that run? Could he have gone around again?
Yeah, not a worry in the world, Gareth. He's had a long year, but he's been sort of up and down a little bit. Like, I've let him down after each big one and got him back up for his next one. And so he was right on the day, and I put him out yesterday for a 3-week break, and he was out with a tail in the air and trotting around pretty proud of himself. So I'd say he's taken no harm from that. So he'll have a short break now and prep up for his next mission.
Now, you know the family well, Meningate's family well, because you trained his mother, of course, Dreams of Heaven, and by that mighty size, Some Beach Somewhere. Do you think he'll get better with age? Because he's such a big horse and such a dominant horse. Do you think we'll see the best of him maybe at 4 and 5?
Yeah, I think so, Gareth. I think he's still got signs of immaturity in his makeup, and like he could probably get another 30 or 40 kilos heavier, I reckon, in the next year or two. So I'd imagine he'll get better, provided we don't cook him. And so we're pretty mindful. We're pretty mindful of his 4-year-old year being not too strenuous, you know.
And on his 4-year-old season, he's won four Group 1s last season, and he heads to his 4-year-old season. And you're thinking you have to weigh up some options, don't you, really? Because you've got so much money in Perth, and then you've got the Chariots of Fire early next year in Sydney. But I don't think you want to do both. So I think you're leaning towards Perth at the moment. In fact, you're confirmed, aren't you, Larry?
Yeah, we're confirmed to Perth. There's various reasons for that, Gareth. I think if as you say, the prize money on offer in Perth is very good. The Sydney scenario is a one-off race. Whereas in Perth, he's got three races there. And it allows me after Perth to give him a decent break, and which will stand him in good stead for later in the season for his, you know, defence of his Vic Bred title. So if we could just go to Perth and then concentrate on his Vic Bred as his 4-year-old year, that I'd say we've looked after him really good, and hopefully he can take the next step after that into his 5-year-old year.
And then, of course, the Inter Minions there for 3 years in Perth, starting this year. Do you think he'll get around? He's such a big horse. Are you confident he can get around Gloucester Park?
Yeah, no, I'm really confident of that. I've got no fears whatsoever of him going around Gloucester Park. And pretty much, I guess, this trip is a bit of a grounding trip for him for perhaps next year, you know, if everything goes to plan. And he's a good traveller. I flew with him to Brisbane and back, and he handled that really, really well. So he'll probably have a mate with him when we go. And I'm sure the flight to Perth won't be a problem to him. It's probably easier on the horse than actually a float trip to Sydney. So that's pretty much, we've planned this out, and the owners are more than happy to go to Perth. So that's all going well, and no barring accidents, that's where we're heading.
We'll see you in Sydney one day, hopefully, maybe for a Miracle Mile tilt in a couple of years' time. But look out, Perth. I know why you want to go to Perth, because you get 3 weeks off and you can just work Big Meningate around a couple of times a day and then get on the beers with the owners, basically. Isn't that true, Larry?
Well, it's like this, Gareth.
Yes.
You've got a good horse and you
just get
want to enjoy the good horse. I think it's nice to have a trip away like that. And I've got lots of friends in Perth and I'm sure that I'll get well looked after when I'm over there.
I'm sure you will. Larry, congratulations. A wonderful training performance this year. Not only has the horse been sensational, but to prepare him for four Group 1s, to take him to Queensland and get the job done, and then setting for a couple of big races in Victoria, it's a credit to you. It's been 40 years in the waiting, but I tell you what, it's probably been worth the wait, Larry.
Yeah, it has, Gareth. And look, it's a testament to the horse, and we can't leave out the lovely Lynette,
yes,
the other half, because she's a pretty integral part of our operation, as you know. And,
in fact, she's the whole operation, they
well,
tell me.
Well, right, then we'll go that way. And, you know, it's been a great... great thrill for her as well, and it's a great reward for the hard yards that Lynette does as well. So, you know, it's as you know, we're only a small little operation. We work 8 or 10 horses, and we do it ourselves. We don't pay staff or anyone like that. We do it. Everything gets done by Lynette and I, and it's very rewarding, and we're just so grateful to have the horse, and with a bunch of owners to go with him, it's even better again.
Yeah, one hell of a ride. Well done to Annette as well, because you've done a great job with Morton Plains and Millie Perez. So it's been a wonderful season. Larry, thanks for that. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Gareth.
Larry Eastman, the trainer of Menengate. What a season Menengate had. He had four Group 1 victories this season. What a tremendous horse he is. And he's heading to Perth for the Golden Nugget, the big four-year-old race, and also the McInerney Classic. So he's heading to Perth, and then he'll have a bit of a break before the Vic Bred. Unfortunately, we won't get to see him in Sydney for the Chariots, but I'm sure he'd be in a miracle mile in a couple of years' time, big Menengate. Shane Tritton's had a wonderful season. He's trained more than 200 winners in a couple of countries as well. Shane, thanks for your company on the pace this morning. Well done on a wonderful season last year.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's been one hell of a ride, that's for sure. We've been everywhere, but we're just privileged to be in this position, that's for sure.
What was the highlight of your season? When you assess what you did in the 2014-2015 season, what was your highlight?
I guess it's a weird one. You know, we probably had our best horse sitting at home with Mac Beauty, and we've had a few horses come through and sort of stamp themselves as up and comers. So yeah, it's probably hard to put a, you know, it was nice to get a win in New Zealand and go over for the jewels, but you know, probably just you know, getting to the 217 was pretty good for us. That was a goal, and you know, Lauren winning the state premiership, that was a, you know, goal that we're sort of setting, and you know, it's just good to have nice horses and get some nice owners.
Now, you raced about 872 times in New South Wales. You had a host of runnings in Queensland, Victoria, and you even campaigned a few in New Zealand. So you've been very, very busy, Shane.
Yeah.
We've got Ascot Park not far away. I might ask you this question after this Ascot Park race, because I'll let you have a little bit of time to think about it. I want to ask you if you're going to cut back, because you've been everywhere. And I did read, I think it was on social media, that might be having a little bit more of a boutique stable. So we'll come back to Shane Tritton straight after this race at Ascot Park. Favourite, the one, been well back, fixed odds too. Another Jamie at $2.30. In the box as they go. Here's New Zealand.
Wally Baxter beside those. Scary Canaries out wide. Sailor's Colours out there with it. Homebush, Handsome, and a Jackpot Jake. And jump in the middle. 2:41.10 for another Jamie. He's the first to be loaded away. Rain check. Come on, Dolly. Scary Canary goes forward. Homebush, Handsome about to go in. And goes the two, rain check. And we're set and ready to rumble. Lucky the lure's about to get his starting orders. We send on the way. Another Jamie. Looking for three ones on the trot as the inside alley, rain check beside it. Bunny closing with set racing. He's out okay too as another Jamie pinches the lead after it very quickly in the outsiders. Rain check and whipping around the outside into third goes Wally Baxter. Right behind those, Homebush Handsome. Next on the outside, Jackpot Jake's well back as they turn and going out the back door is Come On Dolly. Another Jamie off and gone down towards the line. Another Jamie Beach. Homebush Handsome, rain check and over the outside, Jackpot Jake from the back. Wally Baxter is back behind those. It's going to be followed across the line by Sailor's Collar. Scary Canary is last, and Homebush Dolly is just ahead of it.
162, then of one. Another Jamie, 260, 120. Six Homebush Handsome, 340. Probably two-third rain check, $1.90, Gareth.
Thanks for that, Cozzy. We've got Shane Tritton on the phone, who's had a wonderful season. And Shane, we're just having a chat about how busy you've been in the 2014 and 15 season. It doesn't seem you've been home too much, mate. You've been in Queensland, Victoria, New Zealand for a long period of times, campaigning your horses. It must be hard to manage all this.
Yeah, it's been quite a, you know, I guess taxing sort of year. We've sort of pushed the limits of where we think we can go and what probably any trainer could do, and you know, physically and probably mentally. But you know, we've learned a lot from it. We said we'd give it a year of, you know, just taking what we can and racing and trying to do our best for the owners. But yeah, we're definitely sort of today is probably a day one of a new chapter, and you know, we're looking at you know, in the initial stages, cutting our team in half. We've always had sort of between sort of 70 and 80 horses, and you know, try to race them as much as we could. But we're looking at probably getting back to 40 if we can, and it's going to be a big change for us, and hopefully the benefits come from it for the horses and for the owners.
Yeah, 40 horses from 80, that's going to be a little bit different. You won't have to do so many feeds, and the administration works also, I would imagine, be flat out too when you've got 90 horses, 80 horses in work, Shane. But did you make this decision because you thought maybe you lost the passion for this sport that you loved for so long because you were so busy, and you just sometimes you lose perspective of why you do this?
Well, I think, you know, any trainer, and you know, they all tell you the loss of Luke McCarthy, you know, the Turnbulls and the Fitzpatricks in the past, and they all tell you that, you know, premierships are great, you know, everyone strives to be the best, but, you know, that's something you've got to get back to the fact that you're here to enjoy it, and the owners are there to enjoy it. And,
all right, mate, we might be just losing you there. You driving a horse while you're talking to us. I can usually pick that. Yeah, we just lost Shane Tritton there, so we might get him back a little later. We'll have a chat to him soon anyway. But we've got Jimmy Rattray. I think James Rattray's on the phone. James, how are we?
Yeah, good, thanks, Jeff.
Mate, how's Bo Tide going? I think he's been in work for a little while now.
Yeah, he's coming along well. We're about to step up his work again, and yeah, everything's going good, thanks.
What was the reasons why he did miss that Queensland campaign?
He just had a bit of a leg issue. It was more precautionary than anything. We didn't want to really risk anything. But yeah, like, the vet's cleared it now, and everything's good to go ahead.
So what's your plans for the star, mate? What have you got on his agenda?
We'll just preparing for the Inter.
Yep.
We're not going to rush him into anything, and yeah, keep him ticking along and work out a program for the Inter Dominion.
The Inter Dominion, of course, in Perth this year. Are you looking forward to that, mate? Something a little bit different heading to the West?
Yeah, I've never been over there, and yeah, really looking forward to it. Yeah, we might have a couple to go. They're going at the time.
And just quickly on Bo, many people ask me when they say, what's going on with Bo Tide? Is he going to Perth? The problem is sometimes people ask me if he's going to get around Gloucester Park. What are your thoughts? You're the man that will know.
Yeah, he can get around the smaller tracks.
He got around Devonport, didn't he?
Yeah. Won his first race at Burnie. And
Bernie,
I think that's 600.
Yeah, they don't know it. Yeah, so he has got around smaller tracks before.
Yeah, that's right. He done most of his racing in Tassie before he come up, and Hobart's not a very big track, and as you said, Devonport.
Yep. So there's no problems there. So he deserves to be the $5 favourite, I think, for the Inter Dominion. But Jimmy, you've got a couple of other nice horses from Tasmania, some open class horses that have really come onto the scene of late. Did they surprise you? I speak of a horse like a Modern Ruler.
Yeah, Modern Ruler. He's really enjoyed the racing up here. I think the bigger track really has helped him. That could be an issue with him, and also the travelling over there.
Yep.
We were going to try probably go to the Queensland Carnival, see how we get on up there before we make any real plans with him.
And so what horses have you got in mind for the Inter Dominion, apart from Bow Tide, Pakicuti and Devendra, are they in your thoughts?
Yeah, Devendra's probably a definite.
Yep.
Pakicuti's a chance. Blue Pointer is a chance.
Yep.
And, yeah, maybe Modern Ruler.
Going to be a busy time. Did you think you'd have so many free-for-all horses? Like Bow Tide come along, but all of a sudden, mate, you've got... Well, you've got to start planning. You can't clash them all, really, can you?
No, that's it. Modern Ruler, since he's come up here.
Would he be the second best behind Bow Tide at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment you'd have to say so with his wins here at Menangle. He's had to do it tough a few times, and a couple of times when he's been set up, he's run really well. He's pretty versatile too.
Well, it's exciting times, mate. Good to see the teams travelling well, especially Bowie, because everyone wants to know how Bow Tide's going. He's become the people's horse. Best of luck over the next couple of weeks. And so just quick, one more question I've got to ask you. Chris Barsby asked me to ask you. So Queensland, you've probably got Modern Ruler going.
Yeah, Modern Ruler at this stage. And we'll have to take a travelling companion. Not sure what one, though, but... Yeah, we'll definitely Modern Ruler.
All right, mate. Well, look forward to catching up with you shortly, and have fun over the next couple of weeks. And good luck with your inter-minion defence with the champ Bow Tide.
All right, thanks, mate.
James Rattray on the phone there from his property just near Goulburn. He's building up quite a team at the moment. A man who, he's just the best, isn't he? The champ Gavin Lang joins us on the phone. And Gav, thanks for your time this morning on the Pace.
No, my pleasure, Gareth.
What about that last race on Sunday? I think it was nearly the highlight of my day when Chrissy Alford was two behind you in the Metropolitan Drivers' Premiership in Victoria, and he took the lead in the last race. Gav, you just said, well, we've got to share it, because it was a gem of a drive by both of you gentlemen, but what a finish it was.
Yeah, no, you couldn't have scripted it any better, really. I don't know how long ago, maybe 15 years ago at Boonee Valley, same scenario. We come to the last race and I was half a win in front of Chris, and I didn't have a drive in the last race, so I had to sit it out. And as history shows, he went out that day and sat three and four wide the last lap on a first start of New Zealand and got the money. And yeah, so it's been a long time coming, but it's great to get one back on him.
And I was just reading the lines that you've been great mates. You guys have been great mates for so many years. And he was just telling us that there was a protest, I think, at Melton recently, five-star anvil and Excitus in the city. He just said, well, he just needed to speak better in the stewards' room, because I think you won that protest. It was upheld.
Yeah, quite correct. Yeah, no, that's right. But yeah, I don't think it would have mattered too much what he said that evening. But anyway, the Alford Lang family go back a long way, because Chris's dad, Barry, started off his career in harness racing with my father. So we've sort of grown. I mean, I know I'm 10 years older than him, but he was a lad and, grown up around each other for a long time.
And what is about Chris Alford that you respect most of all, Gav?
Oh, he's such a competitor. I mean, I could say Barry for Carlton, so that makes him a good judge.
No.
I won't know. he's a great competitor, a hard worker, and as we all know, anybody that works hard, with that comes success. And so, yeah, I always take the hat off to somebody that is prepared to work to make it happen.
And Gavin, with you, you've had another wonderful season. You got the job done on some of the bigger race days or two around Australasia. What was the highlight of your season?
I think, it's always easy to win in your backyard and that. And the highlight to me this year has probably been the volume of winners that I've been able to get outside of Victoria at Menangle, on numerous occasions. We went to Brisbane, and I won a lot of races in Tasmania this year. had success in Adelaide as well. And, you know, it's all due to, of course, my connection with Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin, of course. You know, when you drive their horses, you're very confident that they're well prepared on the day, and it makes the job easy. But I think probably that in itself, like to say, easy to win in your own backyard, a little bit different, a bit more pressure away from home. And, yeah, I think that was the most gratifying thing for me.
Yeah, they've had great success, and I think that's what puts you at the top of your game in your profession, Gav, because you can drive anywhere, go to any track, and perform at an A-grade standard when you go to Menangle and Albion Park. You're never out of place. So one more question, Gav. Philadelphia Man, is he going to be your star Grand Circuit horse this season?
Well, everything sort of indicates his early form is showing that he could very well be. Came back last preparation. He started that as an MO. He had seven or eight runs. I mean, he won the Horsham Cup. He ran second in the Shepparton Cup. He then competed Victoria Cup, Hunter Cup. He's then had a spell. He's come back now. His form's been first class. And there's no doubt that he is heading that way, that he is... that grounding he had last preparation is going to hold him in good stead this time. So his manners have been perfect, which has been a little bit of his letdown in the past. But the way the indicators are at present, that yeah, he's right on song. So fingers crossed he stays sound and well, because he very much could be.
Yep, and Perth, will it suit him with these three runs in a week?
I think so. He's a very contented horse in his nature, and Clayton and Emma will tell you themselves that the travelling is not a bugbear to him at all. He just takes it in his stride. So the old system of three runs in a week with the inter reverting back to that, I'm quite sure that, yes, it won't be any issue with that horse at all. So, yeah, no, really, really looking forward.
All right, mate. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Philadelphia Man this season on the Grand Circuit. I saw him in Queensland, as you mentioned, when he took out the Blacks of Fake, and he settled beautifully, and he won pretty easily. And on Friday night, he was a machine. So looking forward to seeing him this season at the Grand Circuit level. Gav, congratulations again on a wonderful season. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, no, great, Gareth. And thanks for all the effort that you put in. And can I have me pink suit back when you're ready?
Yeah, no problems, Gav. Anytime. Thanks for that, too.
Thank you very much.
I'll make sure I pay that bill you sent me as well, Gavin.
Okay.
Firing his pink suit out. He's very metrosexual, too, these days, Gavin. He's turned the corner. Let's head to Greg Bond in Perth. Bondy, how are we?
Gareth, how are you today?
Good, thanks, mate. We're just talking to Gavin Lang about the Inter-Dominion. Is everything getting a little bit exciting now in Perth?
Yeah, I think so. I think talking to Mike Radley the other day, he's obviously been doing his best to promote it and get as many visitors here as we can. And yeah, it sounds like just on I guess some people that have rung me for a bit of space, and others that have rung Michael Radley for space, it would appear that I just got off the phone from Cran Delgetty, actually. So he's
can you give us a scoop, Bondy?
Sorry,
can you give us a scoop then?
He just rang, and, you know, obviously it's like most horse people, we don't plan too far in advance because things can go wrong. But, yeah, he's planning to bring Chris and me over here at this stage, yeah.
Oh, that's great news. And who would your best chance be in the Inter-Dominion at this moment?
We're probably making up the numbers, to be quite honest. But, you know, Jimmy Johnson, he's just had a little break now. He ran a little bit the unders the last couple of starts. I couldn't put my finger on that. But he's probably, you know, a horse that'll handle that type of racing quite comfortably, I would have thought. And we've got a few coming through. Tua Pika Carr, who's a horse that's gone through to an M5 for us this season, done a great job. You know, we've got some other ones like Condro, who...
Yeah, good horse.
I've got a lot of time for as a horse, and he's probably one that, again, will handle that type of racing quite comfortably. Whether he's up to the class, time will tell. But we've probably got, you know, nominating about... sort of 6 or 7 for it, but realistically we'll probably probably target, you know, 3, maybe 4 of the stable runners, and the other ones, there's obviously some other nice races during that period of time that we'll try and target with them, Gareth.
And Bondi, you just, along with your beautiful wife, Skye, you took out your state premiership last season. Congratulations there, and you had to beat Gary Hall Senior, but you trained 220 winners and more than $2 million in prize money. And that's a terrific season for the Bond Camp.
Yeah, that's a PB for us, Gareth. We actually didn't really have our eyes on the big prize. We were looking at it about 3 months ago and said to the stable staff, oh, well, we might be able to sneak 200 in here. We'll have a crack at that and sort of set a bit of a stable goal. And, yeah, we sort of exceeded that comfortably. And then Hawley came into view. So, we managed to get over him. So,
good you beat Hawley too. Stuffy. Good work. He wins everything else for the last 10 years. You got him on the line.
Yeah. Well, he does a great job, you know, and he's always there with the Group 1 races, and that's probably an area that we'd like to think we can get better at. But, look, it was, nothing like a bit of competition to bring out the best in you anyway, Gareth.
That's exactly right, Bondi. Just quickly, have you got any high-profile horses that you purchased recently coming your way? Is there anything that... anything of note, anything that you purchased that you can tell us?
No, it's a bit quiet in New Zealand this time of year. As you know, the better horses aren't really there at the moment. Probably, as you would have heard, we were looking at, we had sort of put a deal together on Follow the Stars to come here. But unfortunately, he went amiss after that run on Sunday.
So that deal's completely off?
Yeah, it looks like, it was just, we'd agreed on a you know, terms and conditions and a price, and but obviously he had to be vetted out this week. I was going to fly over to Melbourne and have a look at him and get him vetted this week, but they gave us a call on Monday morning to say it looks like he's damaged. I think it was a near 4 tendon down low. Didn't appear to necessarily be severe, but I haven't seen a good damaged tendon in my years doing it. So so I think he'll probably he might have a stud career possibly from what the owners were saying now anyway.
Okay, Bonnie, would have been great to see Follow the Stars in Perth, especially that 4-year-old. We would have had great clashes with Bodo and Boaz and Menegate coming over, and you've got a couple of nice 4-year-olds in your backyard at the moment as well. So it's going to be an exciting carnival. Thanks for your time. Congratulations, and well done to Skye as well. I know she plays a big part with your team, and she does a great job. So I'll see you in Perth, and I'm coming over this week anyway, Bondi. So we'll catch up, and thanks for your time and on the pace.
Yep, look forward to it. Catch you, Gareth. Bye-bye.
Greg Bond on the phone. He's had his best season yet, Cozzy, with 220 winners. And I think his stable's going to get bigger and better as well. I think he'll be looking for some better horses over the next year or so, especially with so much money over in Perth with the Inter-Dominion. He'll play a major part in harness racing in Australasia. But it's been a big show, big weekend, and it just rolls on again.
It does, and I must mention too, I did like the photos I've seen of you in the pink suit too. It's almost glow in the dark, really, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Gavin Lane, do have to thank him for lending me his suit.
He's just gone to
another level, Gavin, with his dress sense. When you see him at the trots these days, he's got a beautiful new wife, and she just changed him around completely. He's dressing like a 21-year-old, but he's got all the gear, and well done to Gav. Pink suits are in too, Cozzy.
Yeah, and Gav, those flares and the tie-dye shirts that you've got on, they will come back into fashion, and you'll be the first with them.
Yeah, you lead the way. I think he dresses with you as well, Cozzy.
Yeah, that's it. Good idea.
See ya.
See you, mate. Bye.